Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Man, the situation going on right now in the world, but with, and you know, when you think about terrorists, I mean, the word comes from the word terror, and that's what Satan wants to do. He wants to terrorize, and he wants to, you know, cause you to be doubtful. And fear can, if you take on fear the wrong way, it can produce in you the thing that God says he doesn't want to be a part of us, which is fear. And with that, what we're about to share with you is not to to establish any fear in you, but it is to let you know what is taking place right now. And to understand that this is what he says, you know, EZ 12, you know, Ezekiel 12. You can go to EZ12.org and kind of get a little insight on that. And but that a storm is being fashioned against America, against the world. And if we respond, and that's what we're talking to you now, we want to be able to speak to you and tell you that this storm, this sword is being fashioned against America. But if we will repent, if we will turn to God and we will turn back, turn away from all of our religious bondage and whatever we're doing, our idolatry, then he'll forgive and he'll heal our land. And right now, just I believe yesterday, according to CBN News, I want you to hear this, in London, a terrorist, a soldier was murdered, hit by a car, and then they literally took his head off right there on the streets. Listen up.
Israel. And I'm Ephraim Graham. A brutal and deadly act of terrorism in London Wednesday. Two men with butcher knives shouting Allahu Akbar hacked a British soldier to death outside army barracks. They claimed it's revenge for Muslims' deaths in Iraq and Afghanistan. After the attack, one of the men told a bystander, "We swear by Almighty Allah, we will never stop fighting you." Dale Hurd has more.
The victim was a British soldier seen by eyewitnesses walking near his barracks. First, the attackers ran over him with a car. Then they savagely stabbed him with knives.
I was already dead in the road, but then that's when I saw the other guy with the axe and the gun. And then after that, I was looking out for about 20 minutes before the police came.
Equally shocking, the attackers did not flee, approaching confused bystanders with their bloody hands to deliver a message.
I know that Londoners have been through terrorism before, and this city has a huge resilience. What we also have is the best, the most professional security services and the best police in the world to protect us, and they are now going to get to the bottom of exactly what has happened.
The killers called the attack an eye for an eye, accusing British soldiers of killing Muslims overseas. Police shot and wounded both men, who were later taken to nearby hospitals. British officials called the incident an act of terrorism and immediately increased security at all of London's military bases.
Despicable acts like these will not go unpunished.
But right-wing nationalists from the English Defence League quickly staged a protest and clashed with police.
Enough's enough. Our message is enough, enough. We have weak leaders, weak police. Our police and our leaders tiptoe around this issue. This issue is political Islam. It's political Islam that's spreading across this country.
London Mayor Boris Johnson urged the people of the city to remain calm, calling the attack a one-time incident. Dale Hurd, CBN News.
This is so important to understand that this is what America is embracing right now.
Yeah.
And they were ahead of us in the embracing game. And now they're actually seeing a lose parts of their nation. They're expected to be an a Muslim nation in a very short period of time because their birth rate is not up to a place to be able to sustain a particular nation just through migration alone that we talked
about.
Right. That I think maybe in 2020 or something like that, that they're going to be a Muslim nation there. And and but the thing is that they embrace this situation thinking that you can embrace radical Islam. And if radical Islam, this is what Muhammad said. Muhammad says, said, and they wrote it down in the Quran, is that Jesus is not the Son of God. That he is a prophet, but he has to come back and apologize for calling himself to for being the son of God, and he will assist the iman or whoever that is going to be coming out of the hole in the ground mm-hmm. at Mecca. And hello, how can that embrace each other? How can Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the only way to God, mm-hmm. embrace and those who profess to be loyal to Jesus, right. to be believers in Jesus, have yes and no at the same time,
that's right.
dark and light at the same time? They don't even dwell together, and so uh-huh. you cannot be friend. If it was just some, it wasn't this radical Islam, but it was just their religion and their opinion, and they weren't trying to convert the infidel and put into servitude, or exactly what it says in the Quran. And you can see on the VFN torch, you can go to VFNTV.com, click on the torch, which is the burning torch to the right, and it takes you to the VFN torch. Up in the right hand corner, just type in Islam, and you'll see several different segments that we've done on this, but also you'll find out the comparison between the Bible and the Quran. Look at them side by side. And this man who did this in the name of Allah, that did it in the guise of being a loyal Muslim and possibly a reader of the Quran, is understand that if he's reading the Quran says to behead the infidel. It says mm-hmm. to put the sword at the neck, smite the neck of the infidel.
Mm-hmm.
So in his religion, he would see that as a positive thing. He would see jihad, doing violence in the name of Allah, is seen as a positive thing. And if you die in that, then you immediately go to be with Allah and you get rewarded for all these different things. And so we have to understand God's people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, that you cannot remain a Christian nation. And our president said we're no longer a Christian nation anymore, that we're embracing what they're now fighting. And he was decapitated after being ran over, a soldier, right by the base. And how do we stop that? We stop this by turning our hearts to God, acknowledging Jesus Christ is the only way to God. This is, I'm talking about just the church.
Yeah.
And then America will benefit off of a church who lives right before God. If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will heal America. Despite the other people in America, they will be blessed because my people will walk rightly before me.
That's right. And, there was no shame whatsoever. I mean, if you looked at the video, this man had blood hands. His hands were drenched in blood.
Right. You can see that on the video. You can when you go to the torch, you'll see the video of CBN's news report that's there that shows a soldier laying there on the streets in front of this base. And it's just sad. It's just. But you know what? That the government that man was shouting out, "We got a weak government. The government's he's talking about the government. Right. The government's right. like." They're tiptoeing around this, and we're not tiptoeing around it. We're walking right smack dab in the middle of it and embracing it big time.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, we really want to encourage you to make sure that you go on the torch and you see it in the related content, but we're going to have an article posted there for you, Quran versus the Bible. And he did exactly what the Quran says to do. Servitude, servant, or off with your head.
Right,
yeah.
Off with your head.
Right, and radical, when you think radical, a radical Christian is one who has made Jesus the Lord of their life and reads the Bible and follows it. A radical Islam is somebody who reads the Quran, believes that Muhammad is a prophet of God, and that what he said is from God,
mm-hmm.
and that they're reading the Quran and they're obeying the Quran.
Right.
And they call that radical.
Hmm.
And it's like, that's darkness.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.